KB2HXS Mobile, listening. KB2HXS, Yon and Jimmy.
This N0TR.
Hey, Tom. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Same to you. We just come from the FedEx place over by the airport. Now we're heading way over to the west side of town to get somebody to look at my foot.
There on 101 there. You turn in and it's like the second building on the right or something?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm trying to eat a cheese and cracker and talk here at the same time. We're just turning on to Church Street down here on Wade Hampton right now. How's your day been going, Nick?
Half of Pleasantburg onto Wade Hampton heading to the house, and it's starting to rain on me. Is it raining up there by you?
Off and on, but it's been very light.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of light rain here. It kind of piddled a little bit and stopped.
I was thinking of you this morning, and I know you don't do this kind of thing, but I gotta see what I can find when I get back home. You sound like a fan motor. I got one of those, we call those Maurice Prince doors, LGs. It's a pretty fancy refrigerator. And I keep hearing this tick, 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 tick. It's about driving me nuts. And I looked at the evaporator up the top side, and it wasn't froze or nothing, and bugging the fan. So I guess it's probably another evaporator. It's got more than one.
That they're clear, make sure there's no dust built up into them.
It's possible. Now, I was aware of that, and that's a pretty common problem with people nowadays, is the stuff building up in there, but this one's so big, we have a hard time moving the dang thing, so I might wait till my neighbor gets home, get him to come over here and horse it around a little bit for us.
I have one of these 300 CFM battery blowers, almost like a leaf blower or something. I used to bring it in the house, set it up on the back of the refrigerator, and then get my shop vac in the front to catch all the crud that would move. And boy, I tell you what, in Florida, man, it would pick up dust like crazy.
Just do it the simple way and run them up the backside on the condenser, and now it's forced convection down below, and the dang things get filled up with, well, some of these people texting amaze me. They get filled up with all that crud. They used to have a little old 4-watt motor down there, and they were impedance protected, and they just kind of quit. They very rarely, but it seemed like they'd run forever.
Oh, yeah, those little motors, yeah. Yeah, we sold a ton of them years ago when I worked at Baker. The guys would come in for refrigeration motors all the time.
Yeah, I think General Electric made them, and most everybody, but they were heck meant for stout. They were a nice little shaded foam motor.
Yeah, they look like a little baseball almost.
And these plastic ones nowadays, but who knows. We're right down here by the new courthouse. Looks like they're making good progress.
They're building that hotel downtown by Poinsett, right?
That one big one down there, it's some kind of Swiss chalet. Boy, it is huge.
Well, I also found out, now that property they cleared just on the west side of the hotel was supposed to be an apartment complex going up. And one of my wife's girlfriends wants to move up here, and she wanted us to get some information on that apartment complex. Now, apparently, one of the investors pulled out. So they kind of stopped, all construction on that apartment complex.
That's a costly mistake. Well, you know, with all the inflation that's going on, and from what I've gleaned from the carpenters and that, when you got to pay $8 or $10 or $12 for a tube of four, and I forget what they said it was, $70 a sheet for plywood, some ungodly amount. It's got to come to an end sometime.
was. I forgot what the figure was that went up by, but the investor pulled out. And I guess they're trying to find out another investor, because I would tell you what, you know, went up a couple million dollars, and it's because of building material. And there was another gentleman on here, I forget his name, a call letter, but he was telling me that the complex by him, I guess they kicked the home prices up $50,000. So they went like from 180 to like 230 for a new home, you know, and not so many people can afford that these days.
This is NGLTR. I don't get it. And you'd think with the inflation that the CDs and stuff like that would go up, but they're just nothing. I mean, they're paying 0.01% or some ungodly amount, but the loans, they'll loan you money on anything when it comes to a house, so I'm told.
That's a rate.
I don't know. You know, I'm not looking for one, but I thought it was really, really low still.
You know, they're going to make money back because they know the home prices are jumping up. To buy an existing home would be a lot easier if you can find one rather than having one built right now.
That's true. And the value on the homes is going up exponentially. We have an older home, and it's incredible how much they went up. But we have no intentions of selling or moving. I'm too old for that.
Yeah, myself. That's what I told my wife. This is it. From here, if I had to move, it's going to be posthumously.
Bora Bora.
But, yeah, next time I go, it's toes up.
Yeah, it's two of us. Shoot, I just never again. And we love it down here, but it wouldn't bother me a bit if the building industry slowed down a little bit. They're putting houses on. Well, I noticed down here by the trash dump, they got it. There was a section there that was in beans last year, and it's all sectioned off for houses right next to the garbage dump.
Great Hampton up there on the left side as you go towards Spartanburg?
Up 101, north of the Cunningham Fire Department a ways, and you hang a right up there, what I call the Weenie Shop. It's a hot dog place, been there for many, many, many years. You hang a right. It's actually about 2 miles north of where we live.
About it. If you go on Wade Hampton towards Spartanburg, and when you get past where Gap Creek comes out there, and you go, I guess, northeast, or when you go towards Spartanburg, you get a little further up the road, and you look to the left, looks like a big apartment complex just kind of stalled out. All the wood framing and plywood is up, but they haven't done much on it.
Familiar with that. Dave, I gotta let you go. My GPS is talking to me here, and I haven't got very far to go up here, and I'm in traffic down here by the Greenville VA, but that's not where I'm going right now. But this is real hard to turn in. Talk to you later. This is NZERO-TR. 73, good to hear you.
Yeah, same here, Tom. Have a good afternoon. NZERO-TR, KB2HXS.
WAJM, monitoring.
Success here.
Bill, here in Hartwell. I believe you're the air conditioner man, correct?
That is correct. Name here is Dave. And I'm in Greer right now, heading to the house.
Can keep him busy in all this hot weather?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Good thing, long as he's as busy as you want, not busier than you can stand. Busy is good when you're in business.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm kind of nipping at both ends of the candle here because I'm doing some subcontracting work for a company and I've got my own stuff going on.
No reason not to. If you can get it, get it.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, and I'm getting them out of a jam because I'm really their only install guy on the on the payroll. The other guys are all technicians who have to go behind once in a while to check on them.
Yeah, I understand. I work in IT, and I have a staff of 13, and I have a couple that we have to watch closely or seem to have to go behind them. We're working on training them up. Some of it's just, some of it's a little complicated, and some of it's just, I don't know, common sense. But I don't know. Either way, we get the job done.
I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus. I'm just like, you know, okay, guys, you know, there's a certain procedure you got to do, and you're bypassing some steps. But anyway, I don't want to bore you with all the details.
I've been managing IT staff for 20 years and been in IT for 35 years, so I'm well aware of all the ins and outs of that type of situation, but all in all, it's a good field to work in. It's kind of like yours. There's always a demand for it.
KB2HX, that's her ID. Yeah, that's true. You know, people always need air conditioning, and they're always going to need heat. So might be a couple of months a year that we might be a little slow because the weather's nice, you can open up your windows during the day, and, you know, things like that. So, otherwise, yeah, I enjoy what I do.
You do something you enjoy, it's not that bad. A lot of people are not that lucky. I'm blessed to be in a field that I truly love, and I work for the University of Georgia, and it's a great place to work. I worked for Clemson University for 8 years as director of their one card program, and I really enjoyed working in Clemson. And like I said, it's enjoyable, so it's a good career.
I say if you enjoy what you do, you never work a day in your life.
That's about true. That is about true. Some days the meetings get long, but I always know at the end of the day I'm going home, sleeping in my own bed, and don't have to travel for a living. So I did travel doing IT work when I first got into it. That's sort of how you get started, or at least back in the 80s. And I used to travel all the time, and I finally got tired of that and decided to get a job with some benefits, and that's how I ended up at Clemson University and then on the UGA.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, I drove truck for a long time. I was a mover. And when I got down to Florida, I got out of it in 05. Kind of happened into air conditioning. I didn't look to go into air conditioning. It kind of happened into it. And it seemed to, it's treating me well, so I enjoy what I do.
What's wrong with that? And if you've been doing it since 05, you know what you're doing. Like I said, you've got the experience and the knowledge behind you, and that's something that school or anything else can't buy, is that experience.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, you got guys coming out of school. Now, I'm not going to say I'm the best guy out there for air conditioning, you know. There's always something to learn, some new trick, or, you know, some new gidgy gadget coming out on an air conditioner that you got to do research on or something like that. But, you know, there still are certain procedures you learn, little tricks here and there to find leaks and this and that. You know, it's just that. I guess you're right. I guess it's, you know, more on-the-job training or, you know, a little experience, and just got to kind of slow down, and you don't be that guy that comes in to, you know, gas and go kind of thing.
Take your time at what you're doing. Do it right the first time. You don't have to go back most of the time. I know sometimes if you got intermittent problems, no matter what it's on, that's hard to find. It's easier when something's just completely broke to fix it, but that's where the knowledge and experience comes in, is troubleshooting and having that logical process in your mind That's what I look for when I hire people, if they have that mindset.
A friend told me a long time ago, he said, if you know how the circuit works or the system works, then it's easy to diagnose because you just trace it back. I mean, in our field, it's either voltage or Freon, one of the two. You know, and you got to know where to look, that's all.
Well, Dave, enjoy talking to you. I got a 1 o'clock Zoom meeting. I'm working from home today, so taking a quick lunch break and just thought I'd get on the radio for a minute. But good to talk to you. Don't get too hot out there today if you're not done. And 73s, my friend. Be safe. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear on your final.
Excellent. Yes, you have a good day yourself. I'm pretty much done for today. I go into the shop at 6:30 in the morning, so I get my 7 or 8 hours in, and I'm good. Texas is signing out of here. Have a good day.